Okay. So Shkoyach Terev Bailey for sponsoring. And Terev Johnny for arranging it and giving chizuk to the Olam again. It is exciting topic, so Shkoyach for the advertising. We're picking up over here a few lines down from Lamaches and Aleph at the period. The line concludes, Va'omer Mar Baravashi, Hai Dubshu the Tamari Mavarch Nalei Shehakol Nia Bedvaro. If you have honey from a date, so then the brach would be Shehakol Nia Bedvaro. It says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Zeya Ba'almahu, it's just moisture. It's just the juice of the fruit. And therefore the brach would be Shehakol Nia Bedvaro. Zeya Ba'almahu. Kiman, who is this following? Ki Hai Tana, it's following that Tana that holds that the juice is not considered to be, you know, the fruit itself. It's not dvash tamarim v'yayin tapuchim. If you have honey from dates or wine from apples or chaymet sefuniyos, which I think is grape vinegar, v'shar me peiros shel truma rabbi Elazar mechayev keren v'chaymish v'rabbi Yeshua poiter. So if you take the truma and you convert it into fruit juice, so one opinion over here in the Gemara is of the Tanoim that that's not, you wouldn't be Chayav Keren V'Chaymish, not considered to be Truma anymore, because it's been, it is Chayav Keren V'Chaymish, it is part of, you know, considered to be the fruit. Rabbi Yeshua points, Rabbi Yeshua exempts one from the penalty of Keren V'Chaymish for using Truma, taking Truma in an unlicensed way, because the fruit juice is not considered to be part of the Truma itself. That's our Gemara concludes that what should be the bracha on date honey, the bracha will be Shehakol Nia Bedvaro. Taisus over here, the Ramasul Bahai Dubsha the Tamari, says V'chein Mashkin Mikol Minei Peiros. The same is true with regards to juice from any fruit that the bracha will be Shehakol Nia Bedvaro. Now this is based on Gemara Pesachim Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara there tells us that if you have arla fruits, so those are the fruit that grow from the tree in the first 3 years, is prohibited, even in Chutz Laaretz as well. However, if you convert it into juice, so then, normally arla, if you benefited from it, at least in Eretz Yisrael, you get malchus, if you did it on purpose. If it's converted to juice, so it's no longer considered to be the fruit anymore, because it's nishtana, it's changed forms, and therefore one would not be chayv malchus if you had it. It's not permitted. Fruit juice from arla fruits is not permitted, but you would not receive malchus, because not in its normal form, in the way that it usually appears. It's nishtana, it's been changed to somewhat of an abnormal form, and therefore you would not receive malchus. And the Gemara there has a similar phrase as we have here. That's because the juice of the fruit is zeya ba'almahu. There is an exception to that rule, the Gemara there says, and that is a grape juice. If you have wine, that is considered to be the equivalent of the grape, or if you have olive oil, that's considered to be the equivalent of the olive. Presumably the reason is because those fruits are usually squeezed for their juice. But you have tusim v'rimonim, berries and pomegranates that are not usually squeezed for their juice. It's considered to be nishtan. It's an unusual form, zeya ba'almo, and therefore it's not considered to be arla anymore, vis-a-vis malchus, and the bracha here would be shehakol nia bedvaro. So that's why Tosis concludes, what would be the bracha on all fruit juices? The bracha should be shehakol nia bedvaro. Tosis here, though, quotes that this is not like the Bahag. He says, ulafuke me'alachas gedolos. And the third line over here, he says, ulafuke me'alachas gedolos shepirish demayri shenasan l'seichay mayim. We're talking about where you diluted it. The reason why shehakol nia bedvaro is because it's been diluted by water, and the rive is water. That's why the bracha shakol niyabidvaro. If the rive would not be water, the bracha would not be shakol niyabidvaro. The bracha might be ha'etz or something else. So fruit juice, according to halachas gedolos, the bracha would be ha'etz, maybe something else. Was the halachas gedolos forced into saying this? Why did he suggest that we're talking about where it's been diluted? So the halachas gedolos is not only quoted by Tosis, it's quoted by the Rosh over here. So the Rosh quotes the halachas gedolos, and the side of the Rosh there is a commentary called the Hagai Sashri. Huh? Oh, Rebelli, Shkoyach for sponsoring.
Shkoyach.
I wanted to wait for you. Johnny said, go ahead. So the Hagai Sashri on the side of the Rosh comments on Lachas Gedolos, that it's because Lachas Gedolos felt that if something is Nishtana, it should drop one level. Nachas Chadarga. For example, how are potatoes usually eaten? They're eaten cooked, not raw. Let's say you eat a raw potato, what's the bracha? Shahako. The Gemara says later on, in Amid Beis, because it's nishtana. Carrots today are eaten both raw and cooked, but it used to be a mall. People only ate cooked carrots. They only had simis. No one ate raw carrots. Animals ate raw carrots. You fed it to goats. Human beings did not eat raw carrots. If you eat a carrot raw when it's supposed to be eaten cooked, so then, again, it's nishtana, it's somewhat changed. The bracha drops to shakol nia bedvaro. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos felt it doesn't, everything, when it's just nishtana, it doesn't drop to the basement, shakol nia bedvaro. If it started at ha'etz, it drops chadarga, it drops one madrega. So it drops from hadama to shahakol. If it started off as a fruit, it should have dropped to hadama. So what should the bracha have been on fruit juice if it was nishtana? The bracha should not have been, on dubshu the tamari, should not have been shahakol. The bracha should have been Hadoma, it drops one darga, it drops one rung on that hierarchy. A bracha should not have dropped a shakal. From the fact that the Gemara says, Duv should the Tamari drops all the way to the basement of brachas. The shakal and the Abed Baruch must be there. We're talking about where it's diluted with water. Since it's diluted with water and the roiv is water, so that's why shahako. But if you'd be talking about fruit juice that has not been diluted, ain alchinami, maybe the bracha is hadoma, maybe the bracha is even ho'etz. Maybe it's not considered to be nishtana. It's not considered to be nishtana at all. That's the way the Hagoyis Ashri explains the Baal HaHalakas Gedolos. And remember that, because put a pin in that, we're going to come back to it. According to the Hagoyis Ashri, even when something is nishtana, it only drops one darga, drops one rung, but it doesn't drop all the way to the basement. The Rosh himself has a different shot in the Baal HaHalakas Gedolos. Why is it that he interpreted our Gemara, the fruit juice of Shahako, in a situation where it was diluted? Why did it have to be diluted? So it's a great argument. The Rosh says, because what is one of the Shiva Midim Shishtabakam Eretz Yisrael is dates. But in the Pasuk, it doesn't mention dates. It says, Eretz, Chitos, Era, Gefen, Tein, Averimah, in the Pasuk, Parashas, Ekev, Eretz, Zeis, Shemen, Udvash. So what does the Pasuk mention for dates? It mentions Dvash. How can Dvash be Nishtana? How can Dvash be Zeya Ba'alma when that's what the Pasuk mentions in representing dates in the Shivas Hamidim? So it must be the bracha on date honey is ha'etz. It has to be. That's one of the Shivas Hamidim, Shishtabach Meretz Yisrael, and the form in which the Torah mentions it is in the form of honey, not in the form of the raw date. So it must be that that's the way it's supposed to be consumed, and therefore the bracha has to be ha'etz on date honey. So therefore, the Baal HaLakas Gedolos was forced to say, what is that Gemara talking about? The Gemara says, Duvshu the Tamari, date honey is shahako. Must be we're talking about a situation where it's been diluted. Since it's been diluted with water, that's why it's shahako. But if it would not have been diluted, it would have been ha'etz. So for the Baal HaLakas Gedolos, we're not clear at all what the bracha should be on fruit juice. It might be ha'etz. It might be hadama. Because even if it is nishtana, it has changed. It should have only dropped one madrega to hadama, as opposed to all the way to the basement of brachas of shahako. The way he interprets our Gemara, where the Gemara says it's shahako, is talking about where it's been diluted with water. Roif HaRishayim, needless to say, do not agree with the Baal HaLakas Gedolos, but his opinion is important as a reference point. Roif HaRishayim agree that the bracha on fruit juice is shahako. What?
Oil. Would be the shemen, would be the same thing.
Oil, but oil is ha'etz. Oil is ha'etz. We had the Gemara already. Oil is ha'etz. It's not nishtana, yeah. Rav HaRishayim, though, of the opinion that fruit juice, the bracha is shahakol niyabedvaro. However, all the Rishayim ask a contradiction. You have to know this contradiction. This is the contradiction, the kasha of Parakei Tzim Avarchan. The bracha on fruit juice is shahakol niyabedvaro. But turn the page to Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, 10 lines from the bottom, Amar Papa, Pshitali, Maya de Silka Kisilka, O Maya de Lifta Kalifta. What does that mean? Maya de Silka Kisilka? Vegetable soup is hadama. Even if it's not split pea soup where you have some of the split peas in every spoon. I cook, zucchini soup or whatever. Zucchini soup typically is pureed zucchini, but let's assume it's a vegetable soup and I'm not eating any of the vegetables. They just imparted flavor into the water. The bracha on broth that had vegetables cooked in it is bari pri hadama. No questions asked.
Really?
That's the bracha on vegetable soup. Maya de silka kisilka. Fresh Tysus Akasha. Tysus asks, little Tysus over here, Laman Tassim it off. The second Tysus from the bottom. My the silka kisilka. Mavarakam alay burpia. Don't make burpia. Doma. Afalpisha ain ba ela mayim. Even though all it is broth. Vitam hayarokis. And the flavor of the vegetables. Mavarak alayin kasher yavarak ala yarokis. You make a bracha on the broth like the same bracha you would make on the vegetables. 1 minute. Even though we said earlier what's the bracha on fruit juice is shahako, it's just the moisture of the fruit, it's just the sweat of the fruit, however you want to interpret it, that's shahako. Here, the broth of the vegetables, the vegetable soup is hadama. What's the difference? What's the difference between fruit juice and vegetable soup? Taisa says, yeshul chalik. Okay. You can distinguish. What is the distinction? He says, you can distinguish. Okay, what's the distinction? So all the Rishayim are busy with this. What's the distinction between fruit soup, between a vegetable soup versus fruit juice? Fruit juice is shahako, vegetable soup is adama. What's the difference? So the Rashba has one teres, the Rosh has a different teres, the Tesis has a third. Says the Rashba, all of them are quoted by the Paiskim. This is basics. Says the Rashba, the difference is vegetables are usually cooked into soup. It's not nishtana. For a fruit to be squeezed for its juice is unusual. Grapes were always squeezed. And ain achinami, the bracha on grape juice or wine is bari priya eitz. Olives were always squeezed. And therefore the bracha is ha'etz. That's on oil. Other fruits were not usually squeezed. In fact, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not schita d'oraisa unless it's zeisim v'anavim, which are usually squeezed. That's normally, you know, the things that are normally squeezed. Tusim v'remind him to squeeze berries or pomegranates on Shabbos is not schita d'oraisa. They weren't normally squeezed. So too over here, in Hilchos Brachos, it's not normal. Therefore, the bracha drops the shahak on the Eved Varo. Vegetables were usually cooked in soup, so it's not nishtana. Therefore, the bracha is bari priya adama. Bari priya adama. That's the Rashba's teretz. Based on the Rashba's philosophy, the Chazon Ish suggests what should be the story with orange juice today. Today is a dated term already. The Chazon Ish was talking about in the 50s, 60s, 70s, even to the 80s, orange juice was a staple in everyone's refrigerator. I don't think the same is true today. Most people are water people. When I was growing up, when we went to people's house, other people's house, certainly as kids, but even older, the standard drink was orange juice. We used to have like tons of orange juice in the house. That's why Tropicana was a big thing and all this. Today, no one likes orange juice because we're all calorie counters and there's sugars and all into water people. It's fatty. So fine. So we're more finicky. So now, but at least the Chazon Ish was talking about a time where maybe the majority, at least of certain oranges, were used for juice. So the Chazon Ish made the argument, well, a minute, if the majority of at least certain kinds of oranges are used for their juice, maybe that's the way it's normally consumed now, like olives, like grapes. And the same argument you made in Hilchos Shabbos too, but at least, you know, we're dealing with Hilchos Brachos, that maybe now that's Kederach, and the Brach on orange juice should be Bari Priya Eitz. Huh? Yeah. Chazon Ish makes the argument in the Kol Torah Kula. What's the story with oranges? Now, you have to distinguish between different kinds of oranges, right? But be that as it may, maybe you could say certain kinds of oranges are mainly used for the fruit, and the bracha should be bari priya eitz nashar kol mi'ebed varo. That's only according to the Rashba. That's the Rashba's philosophy. The Rosh has a different teretz to this fundamental question. What's the difference between fruit juice, which is shahako, as opposed to vegetable soup, which is hadama? The Rosh, right over here, says, no, the difference is the following. And it usually rubs people the wrong way, but we have to explain it. But the Rosh says it's because vegetable soup has the flavor of the vegetables. Fruit juice does not have the flavor of the fruit. You hear that again? Let's repeat it. Yes. Vegetable soup has the flavor of vegetables. We could read it right now. I'm not adding anything.
Hard sell.
Fruit juice does not have the flavor of the fruit. So orange juice doesn't taste like oranges. Apple juice doesn't taste like apples. But tomato soup tastes like tomatoes. Is that true? So then everyone starts arguing with me. But it really does. Orange juice does taste like... Oh. So what's going on over here in the Rosh? It's a very hard sell, as the Nasi said. It's a hard sell. So the Stipel has a pshat over here in the Rosh. The Stipel has a pshat over here in the Rosh, which is opens up the Rosh. The Stipel says, no, what the Rosh means is the following. The Rosh means, what is the fruit? Which parts of the fruit are the fruit? Is the fruit the flesh of the fruit? Or is the fruit also the juice of the fruit? The argument of the Rosh is that the fruit is defined by the flesh of the fruit. The juice, which is trapped in the veins of the fruit, or in the cavities of the fruit, it's particularly obvious in citrus fruits, which have like these juice packets, you know, and an orange, you can see it more so in a grapefruit and things like that. So that's not the fruit. Of course, while the juice is in the flesh of the fruit, that's part of the fruit, and be mitzvah to the shir kezayis if it's arla from malchus and all that. But once it's extracted and separated from the flesh of the fruit, the Rosh holds the juice is not the fruit. And therefore, what the Rosh means is fruit juice doesn't have the flavor of the fruit anymore because it has the flavor of the juice and not the flesh. And he defines the fruit as being the flesh of the fruit. And that's Meduyik in Rashi also. Look in Rashi. Rashi says, Zeya ba'almahu, what's the reason you make a shahako of fruit juice? Zeya ba'almahu, the last of the wide lines in Rashi, Lamaches Med Aleph, ve'enoi pri, it's not the fruit. It's not the fruit. Not that it's nishtaneh. Rashi doesn't say it's not normal. Rashi, it's not the fruit. Zeba alma means it's not the fruit. Ve'eino pri levarchu abarpiates. It's not the fruit. What is the fruit then if it's not the juice? The flesh. The flesh of the fruit is the fruit. What about vegetable soup? Vegetable soup, you have carrots in your soup, you have tomatoes in your soup, you have zucchini. That's the flesh of the fruit. So then you do have the flesh of the fruit there, and that's what the Rosh means. You have in vegetable soup, you have the flavor of the fruit. In fruit juice, you don't have the flavor of the fruit. Yeah, what do you say? Still hard sell. All right.
Can't you ask what about kosher bushel? That shouldn't the fruit flesh itself?
You're saying because it's soaking in the flesh. So kavish kumavush is asking a lumdish a yoredeya shayla. Yeah, very good. I hear you. So we say no. The Rosh would argue no.
You have the pulpy.
Lumdus aside. Huh?
The pulpy orange shoes that have the pulp in it.
Yeah, so yeah, it's still going to be Shehako, but we're going to get to why. You're right. According to the Rush, at least, we should distinguish between the Grove Stand and the regular. Yeah? Maybe, because it has the flesh of the fruit in it. I hear Rabaron is saying good. A little more balabantish, usually. Usually a little bit more lumdish. That's balabantish.
Yeah. Kovish Kumbushali is the solid.
Yeah.
Absorbing the liquid.
Correct. It's soaking in the liquid.
Liquid is
I don't think a kavush applies. Anyway, that's the Rush's argument. That's the Rush. So, okay, we have two shitas so far. Two philosophies, two distinctions. Between fruit juice and vegetable soup. The Rashba says juice is not normal. Vegetable soup was normal to do. And therefore, the Chazon Ish argued, what about orange juice? The Rush says, no, the difference is, because one is the flavor of the fruit, one doesn't, and the Rush defines the fruit as the flesh of the fruit, not the juice of the fruit. Fine, that's the Rush. Tosis has the third shita. Tosis over here, different amounts of high dulce the tamari. Tosis asks, what's the bracha on beer? Beer. So he says, v'sheikar didan, in the fourth line, ap agab d'shem yesh ben kezayis. Now, beer, of course, is made from grains. So even though it might have a kezayis of grain, b'chidei achilas pras, you do not make mezainis on beer. Why not? Ela shahako. You make a shahako. Even according to Rav and Shmuel, who we spent time talking about, there isn't real barley in the beer. I don't see any barley. The ain't shekar, ela time of biyama. All it has is a flavor. Okay. But why is it different than the vegetable soup? All right. We're going to get to that in a second. This is stunted. This is not the main end game of grain. The main end game of grain is bread. This is a stop along the way. So therefore, maybe it somehow gets off the train of Chamesh Saminim and stops at Shahako. This is not the goal of this item, meaning it's abnormal. And then Tosfos says, "Va'oid." And furthermore, "V'shesia oimer shahako." Whenever you're talking about a drink, it's shahako. And the Vilna Gaon, correct. And the Vilna Gaon names on this last nekuda of Tosfos, even though it's one of three answers Tosfos gives to distinguishing beer and other things, the Vilna Gaon focuses on this. He says, "Whenever you're talking about a drink is shahako." That's what Tosfos means later on. Tosfos says, "Yeshul chalek." Why does the Tosfos tell you this distinction? Because he told it to you on the Lama Chesmet Aleph. What is the distinction between vegetable soup as opposed to fruit juice? One is a drink, one is a food. That's the distinction. That's what the Gaon says, huh? Yeah, good. This is relevant for many cases. Let's say borscht. What should the bracha be on borscht? Beet soup. So is that a food or a drink? It's a food. It's a soup. So the bracha should be bari pri adam, even though it's sold in a jar, a bottle. The bracha should be bari pri adam. It's a food. For this reason as well, don't get offended, for this reason as well, where Chaim Volozhin, it's quoted in the back of the Maaser Rav from the Vilna Gaon, they have Hanhogas from Chaim Volozhin. So Chaim Volozhin was asked, what about making Kiddush on schnapps? So Chaim Volozhin has said, he thinks schnapps is not a beverage. No one comes in from the street parched, oh, what a hot day, give me a nice, shot of scotch. Yeah. If you do that, you really have problems. Right? That's not what you do. It doesn't quench your thirst. It's not a beverage. So Chaim Volozhin was asked, what about making Kiddush on schnapps? He said, it's a Michael. It's not a mashke.
What about pas? You can make Kiddush on pas.
You can. So he says, better make Kiddush on pas than to make Kiddush on this. Once you're talking about a Michael, make Kiddush on the pas.
Why is the definition quenching? Nobody says that with wine.
So I think one could argue and say no. That I think one could adopt a Chaim Volozhin, but right, many do make Kiddush on schnapps. We don't consider that to be the same as making Kiddush on soup. Right? No one would say, oh, I'm going to make Kiddush on zucchini soup. Right? So what's the difference between this and that? The answer, or barley soup. What's the difference between barley soup versus, bourbon? So I think the answer must be that this is called a mashke. In the end of the day, it's a mashke. So beverage will have to redefine. Not something that quenches your thirst. It's a drink.
That's why Hasidim started referring to it as a mashke.
A mashke. You might be right. You might have the quintessential mashke. In order to emphasize the point, it's a mashke.
Shabbos, they make all on wine.
Huh?
It's very cold when it's hot. It's very cold if people want scotch to pour on wine.
I hear you. A vodka in Russia, yeah, I hear you.
How does Chaim Volozhin can reconcile that with Shishia?
He says not Shishia.
Not like this.
It's borscht. You can't have soup in a cup. You never heard of soup in a cup?
Yeah.
So it's the same as that.
What, because you eat it from a bowl?
No, because it doesn't quench your thirst. He defines mashke as quenching your thirst. We can redefine mashke. That's not halachal moish mi Sinai.
Bash. Bash is more a drink.
I guess Taisus is hard. Taisus is going to be hard.
Shaza, I think, says that exactly the opposite story. He says that schnapps you don't need for the bees because that's a
delicious. Excellent. So even if we reject Reb Chaim Volozhiner's taina and making kiddush on schnapps, and we say no, it's a mashke, you cannot have your scotch and drink it too. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. What do I mean by that? So all the Paisim talk about how much do you need in order to make kiddush. So the minig by many tzaddikim always was to make kiddush on a small little shot glass of scotch. It has an ounce and a half. The problem is for kiddush Shabbos morning, you need a revius, 3 or 4 ounces, 3 or 4 ounces. Chabad does it. Major respect, props to Chabad.
Really?
They make a kiddush on a whole cup of vodka, and they drink it. Fine, you drink them a little more. Yeah. They do it. So the ma'aser, what's the justification for the minhag to make it in a small glass? So the traditional chassidus shapoyskim said the reason is because there's a taz. There's a taz in Hilchos Bracha Achrayna. How much is the shiur for Bracha Achrayna on scotch? So the taz says maybe the shiur for Bracha Achrayna for Bar Nefoshes is less than a revius, which would be the shiur by other mashkim, because it's what's the normal serving size of scotch is less. Most drinks, the normal serving size, what you normally drink is a revius. Here, the normal serving size, what you normally drink in a sitting, is less. So maybe the shiur for Bracha Achrayna is less. That's the taz. The Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham holds, no, the shiur for Bracha Achrayna on scotch is a revius, just like every other drink. But the taz argues maybe it's less, so they say, based on the taz, that maybe since the shiur for Bracha Achrayna is less, for Kiddush also we could get away with less. Fine. It's disputed by the Magen Avraham, blah, 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 fine. However, the Kosher Glover was the Rosh Hashiva, and Shiva's Chachma Lublin, or Meir Shapiro brought him in to be the Rosh Hashiva. He was a Litvish guy, and a Chassidus Yeshiva. So he has in his Tshuvas the Eretz Tzvi Yeshuvim, justifications for many Chassidus Minhagim. So he talks about Davim Mincha after the Shkia, and all these classical things. One of the things he talks about is making Kiddush on Schnapps. So he says, I think I'm better than the Taz. He says, I'll do better than the Taz. How can I do better than the Taz? He says, I'll tell you what, Mashke, scotch, or, you know, Yain Sarf, they call it, schnapps. He says, I think the reason why the shiur should be a kezais is because it's a food. It's not a drink. That's a skop. So the shiur for Bracha Achrayna and the shiur for Kiddush should be more than just the taz of Bracha Achrayna. He says, other rabba, the shiur for Kiddush should be a kezais, which is announced. Yeah, of course that's a problem. That's a huge problem. But also, if you're going to go, as I'll invite, to say that it's a food, and that's why the shiur should be less, well, then you can't make Kiddush on it. You can't make Kiddush on vegetable soup. So you can't make Kiddush on this either. So you can't have it both ways. L'maisa, we assume it's a mashke. Maybe if you want to accept the argument of the Taz, many, you know, based on the Taz, the shiur for Bracha Achrayna is less, and maybe for Kiddush is less too. Rav Naftali Brofshitz, many other tzaddikim did like that. It's a little suspect. So if you really want to be Yotze L'chol HaDeis, do like Chabad. Again, major props to Chabad. They make a whole glass of vodka, and they drink a Malay Lugma. If you do that, props to you. But whatever.
That's the normal shiur for them. That's how they do it.
Yeah, correct.
They don't have one else.
Anyway, we generally assume like Tosis. So therefore, since whatever is going to be a mashke, even if all oranges are used for orange juice, it's still going to be shahakol because it's a mashke. It's true. Olive oil is different. Wine is different. But the Gemara already talked about why those might be unique cases. In the end of the day, juice, even if it's commonplace to turn this fruit into juice, is always going to be shahakol niyabed varo, because on drinks, we always make shahakol niyabed varo. This is relevant outside of Hilchos Brachos, outside of even Hilchos Shabbos. Also, this distinction between a drink versus a food. For example, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, a person is a chayla, and they need to eat, lo aleinu. So we always say, akal kal tchigo, you do as little as possible. You know, we could always try and minimize as much as possible. So let's say a person, he needs to eat, but he can get away with just drinking. So you should just drink instead of drinking and eating. Always do as least as possible. However, you have to make sure that what you're doing is a drink and not a food. So I was dealing one year with a chayla, it was chayla Masukan, who needed to drink. Needed to eat probably also. I thought he should have eaten also. Another rav was also involved in the parasha. The other rav said, let him just drink and not eat. But the problem is he needed calories. The guy needed calories. So the other rav said, you know what? I said he should eat. The other rav said, no, let him take Ensure. Ensure is loaded with calories. I didn't think the guy was going to drink as many Ensures as he needed to get the calories that he needed. But all right, the other rav wanted to be frum. So, you know, frumer, so he said, let him just drink Ensure. So I argued back, Ensure is food. Ensure is viter achila. No, an Ensure is not a drink. It's a liquid meal. So it's vayter eating. So you haven't mahuil chacham katzonos. You feed dvarav that he could get away with just, you know, with just drinking. The enshor is not drinking. Enshor is considered to be food. So anyway, you have to, this distinction of taisis is not only in hokas brachas and in other areas of halacha too. That yeah, there's a difference between mashke and oichol. That's the difference between fruit juice and vegetable soup. That's the official reason. The Rosh had his teretz. The Rashi had his perspective. Taisis holds the differences between a mashke and an oichol. Hold on to all this and look at the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amaleh humei rabbanon l'rava, trima mahu. What's the bracha on trima? Lohavia died to the rava. Rava didn't know what trima was. My kamalei, he didn't know what it was. So he goes back and forth and back and forth. Amaleh deshum shmi. Are you talking about sesame seeds? Kaamars. That's what you're talking about. Or the court of kaamars. Or the portzi kaamars. Different fruits. Back and forth. What are you talking about? V'halcha aske rava l'dayt the amaleh chashilta v'adei kamarta. He said no. Then he realized." But Adrachan Milsa, once he made that suggestion, he realized, he put two and two together, he realized what they were talking about. What is it talking about? Adrachan Milsa. He's talking about if it was ground up, pulverized. If it was pulverized. That's what trima is. So what's the bruch on trima? What's the bruch on pulverized fruit? So Hada Amar Ravasi, Hai Tmori, Shal Truma, Muta Lasois and Trima. If you have fruits of truma, which you cannot destroy, you cannot convert it into some other form. It has to remain intact in order not to violate the kedusha of the truma. You can still turn it into a paste. You can turn it into a pulverized. Hi, tamari shel truma mutar la'aseis min truma. You can make it into truma. Va'aseis la'aseis min shecha. You cannot turn it into beer. Beer is converting into a different form. That's corrupting the truma. The hilchasan. How do we paskin tamari va'avidnu truma mevarchan le'bar pi'etz. If you have dates and you turn it into, you pulverize it, you turn it into, a puree, the bracha is bar pi'etz. My taima, the musayu kaimi kedemeikara. It's still intact. So what's the bracha on pureed fruit? Bar pi'etz. Rav HaRishayim assume no matter how pulverized it is, how pureed it is, the bracha is bar pi'etz. And that's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Rav HaRishayim, hold on to that. Rashi, though, says, where is this? Trima? Rashi says, Trima, look, 10 lines down in the narrow lines of Rashi. Called, Vshem Trima, called over Hakotush Ksas. It's a little bit smashed, a little bit pulverized, the Inu Maruzuk, but it's not completely blended. So, the Truma Sadesh is Medayik from the Loshon of Rashi, that if it would be completely, pureed, the Bracha would be Shahakol.
It becomes a puree by definition of it. It becomes a liquid, or it still stays with it.
So the language of Truma Sadesh is if you can't, the whole fruit, the shape of the fruit is gone.
Oranges with pulp. That is pulp. That's already.
So oranges with pulp, according to Taisis, we should have circled back, is Shahako. Even grove stand. Even according to the Rosh, that it has some of the flesh of the fruit because it's a drink. All drinks are always Shahako. Yeah. But right about over here, you have fruit. It's not a drink. If it's a drink, of course it'll be shahako. And I don't know what these smoothies are. I don't know what that is. But food, drink, I don't know. I'm not interested in clearing that chakira. But let's say you have fruit that's been pulverized. So the bracha would be completely, according to Truma Sadesh, would be shahako. Wouldn't it be ha'etz? Rav HaRishayim do not say like Rashi. They say our trima is, completely pulverized. Rashi says, no, it's a little bit crushed, but not completely. Not completely pureed. The language of the Truma Sadesh and the Truma Sadesh would die from the language of Rashi, be completely pureed or be shahakol, huh? Presumably. Again, we'll come back to that in 1 second. How do we paskin? So the Ramah quotes the Truma Sadesh, if it's completely pulverized, the bracha should be shahakol. The Mishnah Berurah comes up with a compromise. Again, Rav HaRishayim hold, even if it's completely pureed, it should be shahakol. It should be bar pi'etz. The Truma Sadesh says if it's completely pureed, it should be shahakol, says the Mishnah. It says in Mishnah Berurah, compromise, and that's what we all know, that if there's pieces of the fruit there, it's ground up, yeah, but there's some piece of the fruit, you can still tell what the fruit was, there's some mamushes there, so then it would be ha'etz. If it's totally liquefied, then the bracha would be shakon yabedvar. So that's a classic example, this is applesauce. So if you have applesauce with chunks of apple in it, even if they're small, the bracha is bar pi'etz. If there's no chunks of apple in it, so then the bracha would be shakon yabedvar. That's Mishnah Berurah Judaism. That's good. We know that. Applesauce. The Bach, which does not make it into the Mishnah Berurah, says, whoa, slow down. The bracha is on applesauce, even if it's completely pureed. Not shahako, hadama. Where did he get hadama from? He quoted that Hagoysa Shri. Remember that Hagoysa Shri said, even if something is nishtane, you change it from its original form, it's only noches chadarga. It goes down one rung. So the Bach, except even though we don't pass like the halachas gedolos in terms of the fruit juice, so yeah, that yesoid of the Agoy Sashri, the Bach accepts. So the Bach argues, what should be the bracha and applesauce should be Bari Pri Adama. Interesting Bach. It should have been a collector's item. However, Rav Schechter and the Nefesh HaRav quota of Soloveitchik held like the Bach. Why? He had a riot to the Bach. A riot to the Bach. But a little bit Lav Mi Taimei. He held like the Bach, a Lav Mi Taimei. Why? He held like the Bach that the bracha and applesauce should drop to Adama because what's the reason Shrima doesn't get her eitz? Some Rishonim held it is her eitz. You don't need a Tzura Sapri to be her eitz. You don't need the shape of the fruit to be eitz. Even if you pulverize it, it remains her eitz. Fine. Do you need a Tzura Sapri though? Rabbi's back on track. Do you need a Tzura Sapri to be Hadama? You need a Tzura Sapri to be Hadama? So Salvechik said, no, you don't need a Tzura Sapri to be Hadama. How do you know? What's the bracha on vegetable soup? Vegetable soup, Hadama. Where's the Tzura Sapri? There's no potato there in your potato soup. There's no tomato there in your tomato soup. It's just broth. So it must be you do not need a Tzura Sapri. You don't need the shape of a fruit to be Hadama. So Salvechik said, okay, so applesauce, if it's completely pulverized, yeah, so there's no chunks of apple left in it, it can't be her eitz anymore, according to Rashi, because it lost the Tzura Sapri. Some Rishonim hold you don't need the Tzura Sapri. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Applesauce is always her eitz. But even according to Shulman Sadesh and Medayik and Rashi, if it's completely merusak, it should be, you know, it's no longer her eitz. Okay, but let's go down one level. Can it be Hadama? Because even fruits of the tree grow from the ground, right? If you make Hadama on fruits of the tree, you're yaitzib in the oven. Can it be Hadama? Yeah, it could fall into that basket. It can fall into the basket of Hadama because Hadama doesn't need it. Tzura Sapri. So Salvechik argued the bracha on applesauce should be Bari Pri Hadama. That's the way they pass it. However, it seems to me the kasha is a great kasha. Kasha is a great kasha. The Tshumas Hadeshin already asked that kasha. It's such a good kasha. The Tshumas Hadeshin already asked that question. The Stipler, again, in that piece we keep citing, calls the Tshumas Hadeshin and asked that question. And the Tshumas Hadeshin said, I'll tell you why vegetable soup is Hadama. Vegetable soup is Hadama is because vegetables are always ground up or placed into soup. That's not called Mishtane. The Tzura Sapri is there, even though you tell me there is no fruit in the vegetable soup, but that is a normal way of consuming vegetables. So whenever the normal way of consuming it is pulverized or is without, absent the Tzura Sapri, then it doesn't forfeit its original bracha. So then, let's say you have something that's always eaten in its pulverized state, then the bracha would retain, you know, the bracha of ha'etz. It's not nishtana. The reason why it drops is because it's nishtana. Here, it's not nishtana. That's the way you normally consume it. So vegetable soup, says the Tshumas Hadeshin, it's not nishtana. That's why vegetable soup is hadama. But ein achinami, to warrant the bracha of hadama, you need a Tzura Sapri. If there's no Tzura Sapri, you lose ha'etz and you lose hadama. Why is vegetable soup hadama? Because vegetable soup, it's true, it doesn't have a Tzura Sapri, but that's normal. That's a normal way of consuming it. So it's ki'ilu, the Tzura Sapri is here, because that's the normal way it's consumed. But if you have an item that's not normally consumed that way, and it lost the Tzura Sapri, like applesauce, it would drop her eitz and would forfeit Hadama as well. What's the raya? What's the raya that this is right? Hey, the Tshumas Hadeshin already says it. So that doesn't mean my haskama. But the answer is, because what's the bracha on wheat flour? Wheat kernels of grain? Hadama. Look back, Lama Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara says, Kimcha Dechiti, flour, the bracha is Shahako. Why is the bracha Shahako? The bracha, if you don't need a Tzura Sapri for Hadama, yeah, vegetable soup is Hadama, because you don't need the shape of a fruit, you don't need the fruit to be intact, it warrants Hadama, so why should wheat flour be Shahako? Wheat flour should have been Hadama. So you see that for Hadama also, you need a Tzura Sapri. You need it to be there. If it's completely ground up, like wheat flour, then the bracha would drop. The Shahako, the same is true. The same should be true over here. So what's the bracha on applesauce? According to the Shulchan Aruch, ha'etz. You don't need a Tzura Sapri at all. Not for ha'etz, not for Adama. That's why the Gemara says, Trima, ground up fruit, ha'etz, Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, quotes from Tshumas Hadeshin, no, it's Shahako. The Bach said, it's Adama, but one could have, you know, I think that's a minority view. I think it's a minority view. So the majority view is either ha'etz or shahako. We would say if there's no shemets of the fruit at all, like the applesauce, completely pulverized, should be shahako. If there's little bits of fruit, then it should be hadama. This comes up all the time. Breakfast cereals, that's corn. What's the bracha on corn? Hadama. What's the bracha on milled corn? That's corn that's flattened. Hadama. Tzura Sapri is still there. What about corn flour? Corn flour is completely pulverized. There's no Tzura Sapri at all. So then it should be Shahako. Some corn flakes are made out of corn flour. Some are made out of milled corn. You have to look at your corn flakes. Go home, look really? In your closet. Really? Yes, Kellogg's is Hadama. Kemach is kishmo kehu, I think is flour. Huh. That's one thing. Mashed potatoes. What's the bracha on mashed potatoes? Mashed potatoes, the assumption is potatoes are mush when they're cooked. Mashed potatoes is vayta mush. That's called tsuris hapri is kaim. Fine. Potato starch. Potato starch. Shahako. What about potato kugel? Potato kugel, if it's made from grated potatoes, would be hadama. If it's made from your puree, your potatoes completely, you put it in a blender.
We said last week, if you see potato,
your shalmi kugel.
You say potato inside it.
If you see, we talk about noodles. We talk about lokshin. We talk about lokshin.
Yeah, but I'm eating potato. You talk about
lokshin. So in our potato kugel, you see strands of potato? I'm not sure. Yesh. I think the bracha standard on potato kugel is hadama, because you still see pieces of potato there. If it's completely liquefied, maybe shahako. But one second, Pringles is the big shayla. What about Pringles? Pringles are made out of potato flakes. What's the story of potato flakes? It's not flour. There's some flour, but it's also not the potato itself. What's the story of flakes? So the classical psak on Pringles was shahako. The problem is, when you make mashed potatoes out of potato flakes, it's reconstituted potatoes. So most paiskim are of the assumption potato flakes, when you turn into mashed potatoes, reconstitutes the shape of the potato and should be bar pi adama. So therefore, the star K paskins Pringles shahako. The OU initially paskins shahako. But then Rebelski quoted in the name of Ramesha, that Ramesha changed his mind. I don't know how it's possible. I can't believe Ramesha ever saw Pringles. But Ramesha changed his mind about this. And then he confirmed that the Ruvain, I don't understand. Pringles came out in like the mid-90s, or whatever, 90s, late 80s. Anyway, whatever it is. Ramesha changed his mind about potato flakes. Ramesha held it's hadama. So now, today, the psak of the OU is on Pringles because it goes back to the shape of a potato chip. It looks like every other potato chip. Except it's more uniform. So the bracha is correct. One second. So the bracha is hadama according to OU on Pringles. According to Star K, it's shahako. One could make a case either way. 1 minute. But two other examples that come up all the time. What's the bracha on guacamole? Guacamole comes from avocados that grow on a tree. It's ha'etz. So if the guacamole has pieces in it, the answer is no one ever eats raw guacamole. It's always a tuffel, and whatever you put in guacamole toast, you're putting it on. So you're going to make a bracha on something else first. But if you're eating straight guacamole, you're a real guacamole fan. So if there's pieces of guacamole in it, the bracha should be ha'etz. If it's totally pureed, the bracha should be shahako. But if you ask me, I would have said, all avocados today, or at least roiv, are there for the guacamole industry. So I think there's a good argument to be made if I had guts. I would say guacamole, if you eat it straight, is always ha'etz. Similar shaila about peanuts and peanut butter. What's the bracha on peanut butter? The answer is it's always a tuffel. You have it in a sandwich, you have it with something else. But let's say you're a real peanut butter fan, you eat peanut butter straight. So then, is it really called nishtane? Is it so different than mashed potatoes and things? I don't know. I'm not sure. The paiskim are not sure what the story of the peanut butter, but maybe most peanuts are used for peanut butter. One can make the argument again that that's the way it's normally consumed. Maybe it should be bar pi adama. I'm not sure. The paiskim argue about this. Rabbi Bodner says one thing, Rabbi Forrest says something else. The final thing, though, which is a bigger issue, is chocolate. What should be the bracha on chocolate? Chocolate comes from a bean that grows on the cacao tree. The main use for these beans is to be made into chocolate. So said of Shlomo Zalman, the bracha on chocolate should be ha'etz. That is the way it is normally consumed. It's pulverized into this paste that's later dried into chocolate. Huh? Oh, very good, very good. So Shlomo Zalman initially said the bracha on chocolate should be ha'etz. Says Rabbi Yashu, same thing. The other paiskim argued that there's so many secondary ingredients in it that the flavor has been completely changed. It is nishtana. It doesn't taste like the bean anymore. One can make the same argument about potato kugel. There are so many other ingredients in there that maybe potato kugel should be shahako. I'm not willing to go that far. Potatoes really overshadow everything else. Potato kugel is hadama, but chocolate, since there's so many other ingredients in the chocolate, maybe it would be shahako. But be that as it may, raisinettes or chocolate-covered almonds, there's a good svar to make on the whole thing ha'etz. Because the raisins are ha'etz, the almonds are ha'etz, the chocolate, Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv held, it could be it's a tafel and the raisinettes, but it could be the whole thing you should make ha'etz anyway. It could be you don't even need a tzuras ha'pri. That was the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that paste, fruit paste is ha'etz. So we don't make a fruit jam ha'etz, but l'maisa, many Rishonim held like that. So therefore, then chocolate covered almonds, chocolate covered raisins, I think ha'etz is probably enough already, but this is the story with all these different
things. Chocolate is what?
Chocolate is shahako, because of all the other ingredients.
Yeah. Go back to the place, Rav.